Howdy, howdy, folks. We're glad to be back for another show here.
Howdy, howdy, folks. We're glad to be back.
Get ready for 3 hours of the best in acoustic music on Out of the Woods. This week's Out of the Woods. Welcome aboard, folks. I'm Chip Culkard. We'll be with you for the next 3 hours, spinning mostly acoustic music. That's a track from her brand new one called Letters Never Read, and you might recognize that old song. Yeah. I want to see the bright lights tonight. Of course, she calls it simply Bright Lights on the thing here, but on the CD it does say the right title. But you might remember that from Richard and Linda Thompson way back when. I think I have that LP kicking around here somewhere, but... Well, anyway, you recognize that guitar player? Yeah, that was him. Richard Thompson himself playing the guitar on that track. He makes appearances on other parts of the disc, as well as his son Teddy and some other amazing guests as well. But great stuff. All right, well, we're going to keep things going right now from Kim Beggs in her new CD, Said Little Sparrow. This is Blister on Out of the Woods.
Sun came out a little late today. I'm only waking in a winter's way. Can't tell if it's bad or if it's good. I know I never say what I should. I know I haven't known you all that long, but I know that I'll miss you when I'm gone. Heading down the road to a southern dawn, where life still shines as I'm keeping on. I got a blister all around my heart. Wish it was tougher with all these sparks, making me see when I'm in the dark. Seems like I want you like a brand new start.
I have a friend I've never seen. back a while ago, I wrote a song called Angel of the Morning. And Tommy Cogbill, Chips Moman, and Merrily Rush got together and made a big hit out of it for me. Now, most of you are probably familiar with that record. The one you're probably not so familiar with was my version of that same song. And this next song is about what happened to that record. And I'd like to dedicate it to all my good friends at Buddha Records, who tried so very hard to make it a hit. And I'd like to also dedicate it to another special friend, a horse named Ghost Train. Formerly purchased by Neil Bogart and Artie Cass for $20,000. Worth in his prime about $200,000. And when he went bad, sold by Neil and Artie for $2,500. A couple of years later, this spring, Ghost Train came back, won four straight. Hearts of one out of every 9,654 anxious females. It comes from the soul. It ain't rock and roll. And if this one don't get it, the next one will. I heard it straight from my promotion man Sherelle, 'cause they believe in me and they always will keep trying. And it's 101 in Cashbox, and Billboard it can't be found. And it's 118 on the Record World ratings and going down. It was personally selected by Mr. Bill Gavin, and he ain't hardly never wrong. But it came in third out of three in Randall's, you see. And he and Walrus said we picked the wrong song. Comes from the solo. It ain't rock and roll. And Ryan Gold said you're on the right track. I heard Neil hollering from his Cadillac. He said, like Ghost Train, you be coming back come springtime. And it's 101 in Cashbox, in Billboard it can't be found. And it's 118 on the Record World ratings and going down. Rock and roll. And Larry Harris said the FM's fine, but if we can't break your single, you won't make a dime. And old Artie Cass wasn't in last time I called him. And it's 101 in Cashbox, and Billboard it can't be found. And it's 118 on the Record World ratings and going down. And it's 101 in Cashbox, and Billboard it can't be found. And it's 118 on the Record World ratings and going down, down, going.
First song I ever wrote was recorded by the king. That 45 gold record sure bought a lot of bling. But now I'm just a jukebox with a pawn shop guitar and an audience of captives on this floating tourist barge. Oh, I play the hits from 66, 'cause you can't sing the blues. On the Bar Harbor full sail down East Acadia, Windjammer Sunset Cruise. The Bar Harbor full sail down East Acadia, Windjammer Sunset Cruise. Well, the hits dried up in Nashville, so I headed for Key West. But the girls looked at me sideways anytime I mentioned sex. So I hitchhiked north for summer, and next thing that I knew, I'm singing Sloop John B for the likes of all of you. Now the captain takes it easy, so the waves won't spill the booze. On the Bar Harbor full sail down East Acadia, Windjammer Sunset Cruise. The Bar Harbor full sail down East Acadia, Windjammer Sunset Cruise. Now the tourists, they ignore me like I'm just part of the ship. And when my back is turned, the crew skims off my tips. So next time someone tells me, hey, play more Jimmy Buffett, I'm stripping naked, diving in, and yelling where to stuff it. But a smile is the one thing we can't afford to lose. On the Bar Harbor full sail down East Acadia, Windjammer Sunset Cruise. If the Maggie tide was lost to fog, oh, I would rejoice the news. No more Bar Harbor full sail down East Acadia, Windjammer Sunset Cruise. The Bar Harbor full sail down East Acadia, Windjammer Sunset Cruise.
Terry Kitchen for you here on Out of the Woods. And we'll send that one out to any Mainers that are out there listening up in Bar Harbor. From the new CD, The Quiet Places, that was actually called The Bar Harbor Full Sail Down East Acadia Windjammer Sunset Cruise. Yeah, it's a mouthful. Chip Taylor in there just before that, from the new repackaged double CD set called Last Chance, the Warner Brothers Years, a couple of his 1970s records put together on that. And 101 in Cashbox was the title of that. We had Neil Young in there with Only Love Can Break Your Heart. And at the top, brand new from Kim Beggs and her CD Said Little Sparrow, we heard Blister. You're tuned in to Out of the Woods. I'm Chip Calkard. Glad to have you along. We're going to take our first break here, get in that station identification. We'll be right back in just a minute.